You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy October. It is an October month, and I just want to open up, always go ETH, okay? We've had some, like, range trading going on heavily, but go ETH, and I'll explain why later, but go ETH. Remember, we're always optimistic, long-term, do your own research, not financial advice, but go ETH. And I love it now, like everywhere out there, I see people got saying, go ETH, go ETH, go ETH, which is great. But happy Tuesday, right? So we're coming to you live from somewhere all over the world, where I usually am, looking at beautiful blue water again and palm trees. No hot air balloons this time, but just to think that was like 6 months ago. But we're coming into October. We're in October. Actually, we're halfway through October. And for all of you stressing right now and have your taxes due tomorrow at midnight because you've put off on the extension, I'm there with you. So don't forget to file your taxes if you're in the States by October 15th on your extension. Tomorrow's the deadline, just in case y'all forgot. I got some text messages from some people going, oh my goodness, I forgot the taxes are due. And then they were all in a panic, but you know, take a deep breath, enjoy the ride. We're here. It's October. A lot of things are happening this month. It is officially a pumpkin month. It is Halloween. The Fed meets at the end of this month, October 28th and 29th, I believe. And there's a 95 to 97% probability that the Fed's going to do a quarter rate cut. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Things to remember is whenever we come into the middle of the month, which is around the 15th, that's when people get paid and there's always volume in the market, number one. Number two, it's the end of the month that the Fed is meeting, so that's 2 weeks away. And usually we start to have movements in the market 2 weeks before the Fed meets, okay? So don't forget that. The last time the Fed met, we had activity in the market 3 weeks before and hit an all-time high on ETH. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. It's October, it's Halloween, it's pumpkin month. It's a lot of fun, right? We all got to remember to have fun while we're doing all this. We've been, as you can tell, I'm losing my voice. I've been working nonstop. So I'm here and we're ready to go. But I'm going to talk about some things that have been going on in the market. I'm going to talk about what's going on for the rest of the year, give you a little bit feedback on what kind of has been inspiring me lately too. And you know, we're here to have fun, right? I seem to come to you guys all the time just to give you market updates and what's going on, but we have to interject a little bit of curiosity and a little bit of playfulness. And remember, while we're all here, you know, like most people's end goal is the reason why they want to be financially wealthy or be financially set, or why people are investing is because they want a better future. They want to look to the future of, after I invest and after I make this money and after this happens and after that happens, then I'm going to go do this and I'm going to enjoy myself. And along the way, we're just like working constantly. We're nose to the grindstone. We see that goal in sight. We can't wait till we get to that like end result. But along the way, we're not enjoying the process, right? So picture yourself, and it's the end of the process, and you've created your wealth, you've did your investments, you created the businesses you wanted to, you launched a business, you put money away, and now you're at the end. Like, what would that vision look like? And most people, it's, I want to be at that vision so that I have freedom, that I have peace, that I can enjoy myself, that I feel secure, that I'm happy. But a lot of you seem to forget that on the way to that end goal. And along the way on that process, you can enjoy yourself. You can be happy. You can feel secure because you're in the process of doing it, right? And if we wait till the very end, we won't be able to enjoy it. So I just want y'all to remember, like, take a deep breath and remember why you're here. Remember, like, what you're trying to strive for, and then experience that right now in this moment, because, you know, this is the last time that you'll ever be who you are right at this moment, right? In 10, 20, 30 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to go, oh, I wish I was back in that moment. Those were the fun times. Those were the happy times. So create those moments now, because when you get those 10, 20, 30 years out in the future and you want to look back, you're going to wish that you were just here right now in this moment. So what would you do today if you had everything that you ever wanted? Like everything, you wrote a check to yourself and it's for $50 million and you have every single thing that you want right now at this moment. You open up your bank account and you look at your bank account and you're like, oh, there's $50 million right there. I have the freedom. I have the opportunity. I can do whatever I want. What would you do at that very moment? And if you realize that the things that you would do if you knew that that money was sitting in your bank account right now at this very moment are the things that you could probably do today without the money being there. They're the things that you get to enjoy that doesn't cost anything. It's that freedom that you have. It's that excitement that you have. It's that playfulness and fun that is probably missing from your life because you're trying to chase that dream. Like, you can experience most everything that you want right now at this moment, just having that feeling that it's there. So something to remember. So, and we're going to reminisce. last year at this time, in October, I was traveling a bit and I went in the Caribbean. I went on a cruise. I haven't been on a cruise in, I don't even know how long. I went on a cruise with my parents, like to Ensenada. I remember when I was a teenager and I pretended that I was older and got to hang out with all the high school kids at the club downstairs. But I went on a cruise and I hadn't been on a cruise forever. And so one of the cruise lines gave me a cruise for free with a balcony, ocean view. I got to go to the Caribbean. They gave me $400 in free play. They gave me a $200 shipboard credit, all the drinks I could have, of course, all the foods included. And I was on a cruise for like 7 days, I believe. And the hardest part was when I was on the cruise is not having Wi-Fi, not being able to reach and talk to people while I was on the cruise. So I would send messages on WhatsApp when I would come into port and then tell people to communicate for me. I had my AI bots talking to people in chat so that they could communicate for me. But the hardest part was, like, I felt was not being able to commute to other people while I was on the cruise. And I did have a form of Starlink, but I didn't have it in the middle of the ocean. And I had limited resources on, like, what I could use. And so that downtime, when you're cut off from all of your electronics and you're cut off from talking to everybody in the world and you're cut off from what, you know, your normal day-to-day life is and all that routines and rituals that you go through while you check your phone and check your email and check your chats and then send messages out and go into your other app and then go to the other app. That was like all cut off for a while, which was probably a good thing, right? For me, it, like, I wanted to reach to the outside world and make sure that they all knew that, you know, I was around and that I was here if anybody needed me, but I was cut off for a while. And then while we were in the middle of the ocean, a hurricane came to. We were coming near the Bahamas and a cat, I think it was like a cat 2 came by. So it's a CAT 2 came by, a hurricane came by, like in the middle of the ocean. They weren't expecting it. It just popped up out of nowhere. So we had like some turbulence and the cruise ship for a bit. And I was in the middle of the ocean and I kind of panicked. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, What would happen if something happened to me while I was in the middle of the ocean, a hurricane came by, and I can't reach anybody or tell anybody? So it's like the things that go through your mind, right? But we survived. They put us to safety. They went on to the other side of the island where it was protected. And then we made it through and then continued on the voyage on the cruise. So last year, that was the second hurricane I was in. I also had flown into the Caribbean for right before the 4th of July. It was the end of June. And I was flying into Barbados. And a hurricane came up that I didn't even know was coming in. I found out about it on my second leg when we were supposed to have a layover and then fly into the Barbados next, and got notifications on my phones. And then other passengers had said, "Oh, there's a hurricane coming in," and it was Beryl, Beryl, and it was supposed to be a Cat 6. And the Barbados was the first island it was supposed to hit. And wouldn't you know, that's the island that I was supposed to go to first. And it became a Cat 6, which is like a wild, like it's one of the most strongest hurricanes that is out there. And so my layover was in Trinidad, and Trinidad is kind of protected. So I went into Trinidad. I stayed into Trinidad. Trinidad has these mountains that kind of protect it from the hurricane. So it just got like a form of the storm. The hurricane like touched Barbados and kept going, but that trip after Barbados, I was supposed to go into the Caribbean back towards Miami. And so that's the direction that the hurricane was going in. So at that moment, I had to make a decision while I was waiting in Trinidad for the hurricane to come through. Do I continue on my voyage? Do I go back home? Do I go to Barbados? Like, what do you do? Right? You're like, you hear about the hurricane coming through. Well, what kind of condition is the island going to be left in? Is it something that I should just like quit my trip? Should I stay in Trinidad? Should I go to Barbados? Like, you have to try and make a decision at that moment, right? And it was the 4th of July, and I got clearance finally. I was in Trinidad for about 5 or 6 days. I got clearance, and I was able to make that decision to go to Barbados or kind of like follow the hurricane back and trying to get back to Miami before it hit there. And I decided to go into Barbados, which was great. Everybody was wonderful. The island looked, like when you see the reports on the news, it looks like huge devastation came through. They had cleaned up most of the island, and the people were accommodating. Like, I was supposed to come in 6 days earlier, and I was staying a week. And they were very, very sweet. When I got in, they let me stay that whole 7 days, that instead of like only having 1 or 2 days left on my trip, they let me stay for the whole entire 7 days. And by doing so, I ended up staying in Barbados and then went on to the next leg of my trip to the next part of the Caribbean. But it's kind of funny, like you look at your life and you look at what things are thrown in front of you, and how do you overcome when you have adversity, right? Like, how do you react? Do you react and say, okay, this is another part of my life journey, and it's coming. I'm just gonna handle it. We're just gonna do it, and let's make it fun, right? And that's the approach that I had to do. It's like a Cat 6 hurricane's coming in on the first island I'm supposed to go to. Let's handle this adversity. I had travel insurance. Let's go to, Trinidad. Wait it out, make that decision and go. And it ended up being a fun trip. But if I didn't, and I just went back home, I would have missed out on all of this opportunity and all of this adventure and all the things that I got to explore and see and do, because I had to face my fears and I had to continue my journey and then see what would happen. So I ended up staying out there, I think, over 3 months afterwards. I ended up going to Aruba, St. Lucia, an island I haven't been to before. It was another one of my layovers. I'm like, oh, this island is so beautiful. I'm going to stop here too. I went to the Caymans. I went to Bahamas. I went to a couple other islands too. But if I decided to go back home because there was adversity and there was a Cat 6 hurricane coming in, then I wanted to have experienced that, right? So So we have to look at our life, right? Like the biggest thing and the biggest joy that we find is usually on that other side of fear. And it's on the other side of adversity. And so we have to look at that and make that decision in that moment. Like, are we going to sit in our fear and are we going to go hide and not experience life and not experience joy? Or are we going to push through adversity, push through fear, and then go on to the other side and then find, our greatest passions, our greatest excitement, our greatest joy, because we overcame that obstacle and moved on to the other side of adversity and then experienced life because of that. And I run into so many people out there who are afraid to get outside of their bubble. So I have friends that I grew up with, and they don't travel, or they want to stay in their same job even though they hate it, or they have a relationship with a boyfriend and they're afraid to step outside of their bubble. They're not happy and they're settling with their life, but they're afraid to step outside. They're afraid to take chances. They're afraid to try something new. They're used to what they have. They're used to their routine, but they're not finding joy because they're stuck and they're settling, right? So if we look at life and we look at it like we overcoming adversity, overcoming our fear, that not only like brings you joy on the other side, because you usually find your passion, you find the things that are most exciting for you, but it adds a building block onto your life. It adds another building stack that I overcame this. The next thing that comes up to me is going to be easier because I was able to overcome this. And then the next thing that comes onto me, the next thing that looks frightening and big and enormous, I'm going to be able to overcome because I overcame that one. And I know that, Cat 6 hurricane doesn't sound like that hard, and going to the Barbados isn't that hard, like it's joyful, right? So I'm trying to give you an example of life, but everything that I've ever set out to do, my goal was always to master it, to figure out how to do it, that there's always a way, there's always a solution on anything that you do. Like there's infinite numbers of solutions for one single problem. And if you're able to brainstorm and think of different ideas and think of different ways to make it work, there's ideas that you haven't even thought of that are out there. Remember, there's like an infinite number of solutions to anything. So if you're at a job that you don't like, or you're in a relationship you don't want to be in, or you're, stuck in your home and you're afraid to travel because you're scared of the unknown. Or if you want to launch a business and you haven't done it yet because you're afraid of the unknown, it's like all you have to do today is take that one step, right? You move into who you're going to be. You're going to move into the face of adversity. You're going to face your fears. And on the other side is usually where you find joy and happiness and excitement and passion again in your life. And we're so caught up in all of our day-to-day lives that we don't look up and see the sunset or see the beautiful water or look up and smell the sky and then notice the rain clouds or notice the sunshine coming through or the full moon or, like the wind whispering through the trees. Like, we don't notice that stuff. We get so caught up in our day-to-day lives that we're not appreciating all the joy and the excitement and everything that is around us. So I'm just here to remind you, to look up out of your computer, look up out of your cell phone, put down your electronics, reach out to your friends again, say hi to everybody. Step out, and if you're afraid of moving on, just take that one baby step. But we've been going through a lot this year on, building out tech and launching new stuff and AI that's been evolving and new businesses, and it's like nonstop grinding, nonstop working, and we're doing it because we want to be leaders in tech and we want to be the first to market and we want to change the world. And so while we're doing it though, we also have to appreciate everything that's around us. We have to appreciate the beauty around us and the people and the adventures that we can have while we're doing it. And even if there is a hurricane or there is some type of adversity, that we can always overcome it. But the biggest thing I found out today is I've been working with some of my developers, so we call them devs, and we've been working on optimizing some of our tech lately. And what we found out is like we've been having this problem where we're getting reports back late. Like the cloud will get the information and it'll go up into the cloud and we'll get it within milliseconds. But for some reason, the reporting is coming out late and we didn't know why it was doing that. And what we found out is that we're finding, we have AI Signal and AI Base. And so what it does is it finds the meme coins or the tokens that come out and it screens out like 50,000 tokens out of 50,000 tokens to the top 100 to 200. And it's been running for 2 to 3 years. And we've been optimizing our tech and refining it and cleaning up the API and making it even better. But in doing so, we've optimized the tech so much that the other APIs that we're using to report the data are lagging behind us. And so we were wondering, like, why are we catching this data so early? And it's posting in our cloud, and we can search for it, and we find that the timestamp was like 3 minutes ago, or the timestamp was 44 seconds ago. But when it reports it, it's reporting on a lag, and we don't know why it was reporting on a lag. And what we found out is that we're finding it so quick that the APIs are not able to collect the data and compile the data and spit it out on the third party that we're using because we're finding it faster than they can report it. And so the difference is like we have one token that came over, I think it was today or yesterday, and the cloud found it like right away within milliseconds. And so our AI found it within milliseconds. But when we sent the information over to Telegram and then Telegram, we use a third party to give us the data on it, to give like the statistics on it, what the name of the token was, what the market cap is, and all the pertinent information that we use a third party to give us the data. They did not have the data yet. And so it kept searching for the data over and over again, which delayed it 44 seconds until they could report the data for us. And that made a difference of us finding it right away within milliseconds. And it was at 140,000 market cap. And 44 seconds later, when the data finally caught up to it and it was able to populate the data and send it into Telegram, it had already hit 13 million by then. So we caught it right away because our AI has been optimized, it's advanced, it caught it and screened it within milliseconds. But by the time that it was able to get all the information from the third party and populate it and give the data back and send it into Telegram, it had already hit 13 million. That makes a difference of getting like a 10x or entering in after it already hit a 10x. And so I look at this, is it, yes, this is like was adversity. And yes, this was a learning curve. And this was something that was frustrating. But it's also good to know because I'm like, wow, we're finding this and we've optimized our AI that we're finding it before the third party API can even populate what the data is. So it was like something that I've been working on for the last 2 to 3 weeks, going, why is this delayed? What's going on? What's happening? But the good thing is like, so we have it where it sends it into Telegram and then it notifies the people in Telegram. But the good thing is with Dragon, like what we've been talking to you all about, we have it where it feeds it directly from the cloud into Dragon and it automatically scans the contract and then just buys it. It doesn't have to populate the data. It doesn't have to tell you what the market cap is. It doesn't have to give all the detailed information because it scans it and reads it within milliseconds instead of waiting for it to populate. That makes the difference between executing something at 140K market cap and 44 seconds later at 13 million. And then that's even before anybody even knows about it. And then they're buying it at like a minute or 2 minutes later when their alpha group is telling them about it and it's already at 20 million. So that's what's great about the AI. That's what's great about optimization. That's what's great about speed and new technology is that sometimes you're so far advanced of everybody else that they're trying to catch up. And I guess that's a good problem to have, right? It's a good problem to have that we're catching it at 140K and then other people are catching it at 13 million. It's a good thing to have that we find that our technology is optimized and it's so fast and so quick that it's taking lag time for the other tech to catch up and to populate and give us a readout. It's a good thing to know that like Dragon's able to execute it within milliseconds while there's a lag time on people waiting to find out information about it, manually having to do it, having human error and then delaying, and by that time it's 20 million. So like when we look at adversity and we look at things that are we're stumbled upon and we're working so hard and trying to figure out and find a solution to the problem, that's a good problem to have, right? So I just kind of wanted to bring that up because like we're looking for solutions all the time. We're looking to change the world. We're looking to make life easier for everybody. And in doing so, we have to enjoy that moment and we have to pat ourselves on the back when we have these little aha exciting moments and then find out the reason why. But it's like something that happened to me today. So I'm excited because I've been like trying to solve this problem and then I found the solution and understand why. And it's like a good solution to have. But I'm gonna take a sip of water and then we're gonna talk about the markets. And so I'll be right back. So I have another fun little thing to talk about today. So today was one of those days that it was just, I had 5 hours of sleep, working nonstop, had a lot of things to take care of, was working with my devs and then ran out to do some personal errands. And it seemed like there was like one thing after another after another. Like, you know, everybody's typical day. Everybody has those days where it just seems like you're solving issue after issue and you're working nonstop and you're not able to smell the roses and appreciate the day. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this. And I have all the things lined up and all the things that I have to do. And I was having one of those days and I'm like, okay, I need to wash my car. It's been crazy thunderstorms. We had flash floods because I'm traveling right now. And there was flash flood warning 2 days ago where the rain just came through and just poured like crazy. And then the next day it's 80 degrees. And then the next day is raining again. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go wash my car. So I'm running all my errands, talking to my devs, getting things fixed, had this aha moment, fixed the thing that we've been working on, and finally solved it, which is exciting. And then I go through the car, get gas, and go through the car wash. And I got like a little surprise today, which like totally made my day today. I had paid for a car wash because if you buy the car wash, you get your gas cheaper, right? That's what we all do. Get our car washed, make it clean and pretty again, and get gas. And I go through to the car wash, and they're like, "Oh, do you have a pass or something?" And I'm like, "No, why?" And he's like, "Well, because your car wash is free today." And I'm like, "Really? Why?" And they're like, "Oh, it's your birthday month." So this is my birthday month. It's October. And the biggest surprise, which was exciting today, is that they gave me a free car wash. They gave me the upgraded version of the car wash. They gave me a free drink. And then also, like the foo-foo smelling stuff for your car and like some other stuff that they normally give. I'm like, oh, how exciting. Like, you just made my day. I go through the car wash. We're like working nonstop, trying to run errands, trying to take care of everything. And then they gave me a free car wash. So I was all excited. So that like really made my day. And then on the drive back, the streets were flooded because the rainstorms had come in and flooded the streets. And so I just had my beautiful clean car that I finally just got car washed after all this drive through and had to drive through flooded streets after. I'm like, well, on the bright side, at least my car was washed and my car was clean and it was free. And then even though I'm driving through flooded streets right now, I had a free car wash. So there you go. And then to top it off, the Google car was following everybody. So you'll probably see my car in the Google car soon. And you'll see it like with little tiny mud streaks on the side after it just got a beautiful clean and then like has little mud streaks on the side of it. I'm just kidding. But anyway, that was my adventure for today. So let's talk about markets. The Fed is meeting on the 28th and 29th. Go ETH. 2 weeks before, we usually have a rally, a semi-rally in the market. Doing your research, not financial advice. The other thing to think about, right? So on the 15th is whenever we have volume. And the reason why we have volume on the 1st and the 15th is because that's usually when people get paid. And so now that crypto and the financial markets, you're able to put it into your IRA or your SEP, like your SEP plan, or your 401k, you're able to diversify and then put money towards, it depends on who your 401k is or your brokerage is. Put money aside and invest in the financial markets or invest in crypto or whatever you're going to do to invest, right, for long term. So we have volume that comes into the market from that, number one, on the 1st and the 15th. Number two, the first is usually when people make their mortgage payment, their rent payment, car payments, et cetera. All their major bills are usually in the 1st of the month. And so we'll have some volume in the 1st of the month, but then it caps off right around the 5th when everyone pays their bills. But on the 15th of the month is usually discretionary income, which means that people don't have heavy bills. They have a little bit of extra spending money, like their coffee money that they go to Starbucks or they go buy pizza or go out to dinner because they got paid. And so the 15th of the month, we usually have volume in the market too. And if you study historicals and cycles and you see the 1st and the 15th of the month is when we have volume in the market. And so if it's international, right now it's the 15th in other parts of the world. And in the States, the 15th is what? Tomorrow, right? But taxes are due too, which is fine. So some people anticipate getting a refund back. So that brings money back into the market. They're getting paid, which is the 15th of the month. We have volume that comes in from contributions and 401k. We have volume that comes in from discretionary money. And then usually 2 weeks before the Fed meets in anticipation of rate cuts, we'll have a semi rally in the market. And that's about ready to happen. So we're 2 weeks away from the Fed meeting, and there's a 95 to 97% probability, chance of probability that the Fed's going to cut the rates a quarter. And so what they usually do is they build it into the market. We've kind of had like a wild ride the last couple of days. We've been range trading. Right before we range trade, like right when we're range trading, it usually has some sort of a breakout. And so right now, ETH is trading. Let's see where we're at. ETH is ranging right now. So it's at 40.85. Today, let's see where we went. We hit 41.22 at the start of the show. And then it's range trading. So it went down to 40.92, and then it's going up and down 4,100, 4,120, 4,090. Now, if we look at our range for the last month on ETH, we hit 46.98. So we tapped, I think we tapped 47.50 actually, which was one of our numbers. We tapped it on last Monday. And then we had some turbulence in the market from certain news that came out. And remember, when we have that happen, it's usually emotion coming into play. So the market had dropped down on ETH down to 3,500. It tapped that and then it bounced back. And the reason why, if you look at it and you look at historicals and you look back throughout the month or the last couple months, people will put in their buy orders right at a certain number. And the buy orders were at 3,500. And so then we had a bounce back up on the market. And then we've been range trading in the like 4,250 to 3,800. So we're in that range right now. But we're coming up to that 2 weeks before the Fed meets. We're coming into volume in the next couple of days. And so we anticipate potential, again, do your research, not financial advice. It is October. They always call it Uptober for this month. But we anticipate that there should be like an uptick in the financial markets. So that's what's going on in the markets right now. We have news coming out also. And so right now we've been showing like small signs of inflation, not that big. We've had higher unemployment, which gives it leniency towards cutting rates. And then they also said in the beginning of the year that they anticipate that the Fed would at least cut a half a point for a total for the whole entire year. So since we're coming up at the end of the month, we're in our third quarter, that would be October 28th and 29th, I believe the Fed is meeting. They anticipate that the Fed's going to cut a quarter by then. So that will bring growth into the economy. That'll lower interest rates for homes and for mortgages. It'll lower interest rates for cars. And then we'll also, like personal loans and other things like student loans, interest rates. People are going to college and taking out loans and they're going to get a lower interest rate too. So it's optimistic. And then when people are optimistic and then it frees up more cash flow, then usually businesses thrive. And then that means that they anticipate that the markets will be stronger because of that. And that's the reason why they cut interest rates. So again, do your own research, not financial advice, but that's what's going on in the market right now. So one second, let me take a sip of water and I will be back and we'll continue. Okay, so it's last quarter of the year. We had talked about this before, I think a month or two ago. Want to make sure that you're reviewing your assets and your allocation and your investments for this year, that you're looking at your businesses, if you have a business, that you're positioning yourself, because by December 31st, you know, it'll be the end of the year for the tax year. So if you're in the last quarter right now, you can start positioning yourself so that you have a better tax year. And so look at if you had investments and make sure you review with your CPA or your financial planner the new crypto laws that came out. Make sure that you're getting your ducks in row right now. And then whatever you need to do before the end of the year, you're starting to move towards that direction. Again, this is not financial advice. Do your own research. Make sure you consult with your CPA or your financial advisor, your legal team, or whoever you need to consult with, so that you make sure. But it's giving you enough time right now. And then all of you all who are filing your taxes for 2024 by tomorrow, the cutoff is tomorrow for the late extension. And then corporations will be filing in March of next year. So corporations are starting to get everything in order. And then personal taxes will be April for next year. The cutoff again is December 31st for the states. Again, do your research, not financial advice. But since we're in the last quarter, this is usually what people start to think about as they're closing out the last quarter. Let's see. So the financial markets may reflect it a little bit. They always say that October, everyone's optimistic and says Uptober. Again, do your research, not financial advice. But make sure that you positioned yourself out that way. And we have I know we've been talking about a couple of things. I didn't want to always just talk about finances when we're on the show. I wanted to add a little bit of humor and fun and enjoyment and like make sure that it's not just boring numbers all the time. If you're not into finance, you're not into investment, this may be a lot of information to listen to. So we want to kind of like add analogies into it to make it a little bit more exciting and adventuresome, right? And fun. The thing to think about is a lot, if you're planning on your travel for next year, like most people will go away in the summertime or maybe the spring. They're starting to do a lot of deals right now for travel in the spring of next year and the summer of next year. So you might want to get onto the travel sites and look at those. Start planning your vacation. That's always something good to look forward to, right? Instead of waiting 20 years, 30 years out in the future after you've made it, treat yourself now, go enjoy life. Go take a small vacation, go on a road trip, take a weekend getaway, go fly to, I don't know, Hawaii for the day. You get flights for $100 right now to Hawaii in about a month. Fly to Florida. You can get flights to Florida for like $25 to $50 from the West Coast. There's like a lot of little tiny getaways that you can do just to enjoy your life right now at this moment. Instead of like always being the nose in the grindstone, like take those small little weekend getaways. If you're in like California, you can drive to Palm Springs. It's like an hour away. You can go up the coast and stay anywhere along the coast for the weekend. Go to Tahoe for the snow. Like these are the months that are fun, They're not as busy. You can get good deals right now. You can get quick trips at a discount right now. Go stay in hotels that are normally pricey during the summertime and like watch the fall colors change, go towards the mountains, experience the snow, go have fun. And if you're like me and you still have to work, the good thing is that we do have Wi-Fi, we do have satellite, we do have ways to communicate with people as long as we're not in the middle of the ocean and and still enjoy your getaway. But right now, all the deals are coming out for the spring. You can book some of the stuff in advance for the summer. There's flights that are on sale right now for like $100 each way. You can go stay at hotels anywhere at a discount compared to summer prices. The weather's still pretty good. It's like 65 to 80 degrees, depending where you're at. So you can still enjoy good weather. We're in the fall. If you wanted to go back, to like the East Coast, you can go see the fall colors changing. If you wait till November, December, you can experience the snow. So we can like see different climates, see different weather, and get better prices than we normally would during the summertime on the peak season. And go and visit those places that you've had on your bucket list and you haven't had a chance to go see yet. And the goal is like you can be anywhere in the world and still communicate with everybody that you need to. And if you're remote like me, you can be anywhere in the world as long as you have a cell phone, a laptop, and Wi-Fi, and still be able to reach out to people and do what you need to do, and then get that little quick instant getaway, refresh your life, and bring some more joy back in. So we have October. Halloween's the end of the month. Then we have November, Thanksgiving, and then December, all the holidays again. And then New Year's into 2026. It's going to go by before we know it. We have some exciting stuff going on. So AI Signal and AI Base have been optimizing the APIs and working on the feeds, scanning the 50,000 tokens a day down to the top 100 to 200. Dragon Pro, we've been running scenarios on our trades and catching ROIs, which is like hypothetically, if it bought it on the first ping, we're documenting when the first ping came in based on our cloud and based on our scans and then running beta test. And we've been catching the 2x's to Brett, the 377,000x. That's if you bought it at the first market cap when it first notified you and you exited at all-time high. And the reason why we built it this way is not because we want everybody to chase the 377,000x, which is amazing, which is great. If you invested $10, again, do your research, not financial advice, and you exited it as soon as it hit its all-time high, $10 can turn into a 3.77 million USD trade, right? But the reason why we built it with such a big spread is so that we account for human error, we account for emotion, we account for lag time, we account for people deciding, should I buy, shouldn't I buy, should I exit, shouldn't I exit. There's a big enough spread that if you entered in later, so say you didn't enter when it was a 6K market cap, you waited till it hit 100K market cap. And then you decided to exit early. As soon as it hit a million, you're like, I'm profit taking, I'm taking out my 10X, I'm happy, I'm ready to go. There's a big enough spread the way that these bots were built out that we're aiming for low risk, low entry, high spread. So it accounts for lag time, it accounts for human emotion and decision making, it accounts for getting out too early. But you have a big enough spread that you still have room to wiggle if you wait or you fall asleep or you forget to check your chart or you forget to exit out, you still have enough room there, right? Where there's a lot of other traders out there who, if you're like trading on the Dow or you're trading on the S&P or you're trading on one of the index, like index can't talk today, no sleep. So you're trading on those and like maybe they only have a 5% spread. That means that if you invested $100, as soon as it hit 105, you would have to exit because that's where the spread was. Now, if you missed it and you exited out on these other ones, like these other trades, and it dropped down to 90, you would lose $10. So it has a very small margin, and you have to be precise and accurate when you enter and when you exit to be profitable. And usually the spreads are only about like 5%, but they have the downside. So it has a higher risk, smaller reward, and a smaller spread. Well, we built this out. We built out AI Signal and AI Base 2 to 3 years ago so that it has a big enough spread that if you entered too late or you exited too early, you would still be safe. And that you only have to enter with $10 instead of throwing thousands of dollars at something to trade and invest, which you still can do your research, not financial advice, but you could like trade $1,000 and still exit at that 5% because most of the tokens have a big enough spread that you have time and energy to move in and out of the trade without having to rush and pinpoint it exactly and hit it right exactly where the target is. And that's why it was built. It was built so that we have low risk, low entry, high reward, high spread, room for human error, room for timing, room for lag, so that it accounts for all the things that normally people do when they invest. You wait for your friend to tell you about something, it's too late. So the goal is to get in early, get in with a low amount, exit early, and then take your profit. So, most people are coming to me and go, oh, well, I can trade on this and I can make a 5% return, but you can make a 5% return with the other traders or the other bots or the other systems or, the Dow and stuff if you enter precisely when you were supposed to enter and you exit precisely when you're supposed to exit. And we know that the psychology of humans, we never enter exactly when we're supposed to, and we never exit exactly when we're supposed to exit out. And so that's why this was built in. So it has a big enough room, wiggle room, that if we enter too late or we exit too early, we're still safe and we're still okay. And it's fun. So anyway, I know I went off on a lot of different tangents today. I just want to remind you all to be joyful, to have fun, to go on the other side of fear, to go on the other side of adversity, because that's usually where you're going to find your biggest passions, your biggest joy, and then the things that make you alive in life. And then sign up for dragonpro.app, get your first month free and up to a $3,000 credit. And then next week, we have some big announcements that we're going to be doing on the show. But I kind of wanted to give you all a break and make sure that you enjoy life and you have an amazing Tuesday, an amazing week, an amazing weekend. And go ETH. Bye, everyone.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.